Nachim, we're doing this afternoon again?
Yeah.
What time?
That shows in reality the Avodah Zarah. Or maybe it's Lignai and saying that, listen, the only reason why he's doing this is because he's from the offspring of David Melech. I think it can be read both ways. So I'm a Rav, Rebbe da Asim with David, Mahapik with Darish, Mishkul say to David, right? It continues, Nasa Navi said, Madua Bazi says, Devar Shem Laso Sarah. Why did you do something terrible and about you disgraced the words of Hashem to do evil? So Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Mishur Ra Azom, Mikol Rosh Batorah. The words Ra here, I guess it's different than all the other times it says Ra in the Torah. Shekol Rosh Batorah Ksiv Bo Vayas. In all other places it says Vayas Hara. Someone did evil. Words Vayas. The Chanuk Siv, and here it says La Asos, which is a different tense, I guess. So the Shabikesh La Asos Velo Asa. He wanted to do, he had the intent to do, but he didn't do it in the end. So then the Gemara continues with the Musar of Nasan and Navi. Nasan continues and says, "As Uriah Hachiti Hikisa Bicharev, you basically killed Uriah Hachiti. You sent him to the front lines that he would, so he for him to get killed." So Gemara says, "No, he didn't really kill him. What it really was is Shahayilecha Lidono Basanhedrin Velo Danta. Really, Uriah was Mori B'Malchus. I'm going to see later that he rebelled against the king." So really, you should have taken them to Sanhedrin, but you didn't. You judged them by himself. Tosos asks right away, Shailcha Laduna b'Sanhedrin. He says, Kashalari, Tatosos, Perkam de Megillah, Amrina Gabi Novel, De Mor b'Malchus, Lo by Lemidine. You don't have to bring them to court. The king has the right. The king has the right away to slaughter him on the spot. But Tosos says, no, it's not exactly that. What it means is that a lot of times when you have DNA Misa, you give the people the benefit of the doubt, you go through Hakiros, all these extra things to try to find Limut Schusim, that the king doesn't have to do, but he does still have to bring him to court. Okay. Next, Ves Ishto Lakachta L'Chali Isha. The Pasuk says, his wife, you took for a wife. Meaning, when you took an Eishus Ish, Lakachta means that you took her. So he says, no, what it means is, L'Kuchin Yesh L'Chaba, you really had the right to take her. Why do you have the right? Because the Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yohanan, Kol Yotzim L'Chemes Beis David, Kosa Gres Krisli Ishto. Whoever went out to battle would write this get before they went to battle. Rashi says it was a get al-Tanai, meaning that if I don't come back from battle at a certain time, then there will be the divorce. Tosas says it can't be a get al-Tanai because there's a machlokas in Maseches Gittin. If there's a get al-Tanai, what is the status of the woman during that time? So the Rashi Tosas say that during that time period, she's considered an Eishes Gemura. So if he has beer with her before the actual Misa, she's still an Eishes Gemura. So Tosas says it was really a full-fledged get. So if it was a full-fledged get, what's the issue? What's really the issue? So well, there's actually a Rashba in Gittin into Ksuvos that says it was full-fledged get, but to marry somebody who had, or to take somebody who had this get wasn't the right thing, because the whole purpose of the get was only that the woman would become an aguna. And the idea was, the intent was to marry them back. So basically, you're taking away the halachic violation, you're moving it into a moral violation, that what he did was still incorrect, according to the Rashba, because there was this yes, it wasn't Eishes Ish, but it wasn't the erlich thing to do. So that takes care of that pasuk from Nasan Lashi. Then Nasan continues. Oh, and then so how do we know? How do we know that they used to give gittin to their wives? The pasuk says this is the place. This is when Yishai tells David, and when David is young, when he sends him to Shaul's camp and he sends him to check in on his brothers, Yishai says, "Vesaseres charitzei hachalav asher tavi l'sar elav, bring all this milk. Vesachecha tifkalu shalom. Vesarubasam tikach." He goes and go check to your brothers their peace. And take their aruba. What's aruba sam? My aruba sam. Tani Rav Yosef says, "Devarim hamu'uravim bein ola beina." Aruba sam is a mixture; those things that connect him and her. So go take from them the things that connect from him and her, which means take from them the get. Okay. Then Rebbe continues to explain the what Nasan Hanavi said. He says, "Well, so harakta becherub bnei Amon, right? That you killed him, right? Because you killed him, like you killed Amon, you killed Uriah." So Gemara says, "No. What it means is ma cherub bnei Amon yetachelav." Even, just like the people who Amon that you killed, you're not going to be punished. Af Uriah Chiti yetanen shalav. So to the Uriah Chiti, you're not going to be punished for killing him. My timer. What's the reason why you're not going to be punished for killing Uriah? Because Mover Machus Hava. Because he rebelled against the king. Right. The Amor Lay. Because what happened it happened to the Psukim is that David sleeps with Bathsheba, and then when Uriah comes back, he wants to send Uriah back to the home, back to the house, to Bathsheba, so he can sleep with her, because if she's pregnant, he won't know who the parents, the father was. But Uriah says, I'm not going back. How can I go back? All my friends are in battle. How can I go back? So what does Uriah say? This actually seems to be Uriah was, Nosen Ol Chaverov. He wouldn't go. Right? The Pasuk says that, the full Pasuk is, right? Aaron and Yisrael, Yehuda, Yoshim, and Sukkos. The Aaron and Yisrael are all sitting in Sukkos. Adoni Yoav, and my master Yoav, Va'avdei Adoni, and the servants of my master Yoav. Al Pnei Asad Echonim, they're going to go there. Vania, and the pasuk continues. Vania Avo El Beisi Lecho V'Lishtos Toshchevish Ishti, and I'm going to go back to my house to sit, to eat, and drink, and to have relations with my wife. Chayecha V'Chaynashi Yemeses Arzeh. No way, I swear, I won't do that. So there's a machlok, it's Rashi Tosos. So where's the Morbim Machlos? Tosos is simple. The Morbim Machlos is David said to go home. He didn't go home. Rashi says the reason is because he said Adoni Yoav. In the presence of the king, he called somebody else his master. Right? Nevertheless, the Gemara seems to say that he was a Morbim Machlos, therefore he was worthy of death, and that's why David won't be punished for his killing. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Ki me'anta be David, when you would pay attention to the Ma'asim of David, lo mishpachas be bar midu Uria. Right? When you find, look at the Ma'asim of David, you're not going to find any sin except for the fact that he caused the death of Uriah. But specifically the death of Uriah, but rak bedvar Uriah hichtin. Achiti. Right? Only when it comes to Uriah, but not Batsheva, is the deal that they're making. It only comes to Uriah and not Batsheva. So I mean, it's just difficult. Like they says, Kolo, the Abar Benel, when he goes to explain this whole this whole Maise in Navi, right, it was said that Kolo Omer Shadavi Lochatu Eino El Torah. The Abar Benel writes, Ani Min HaTohen. I'm from those who are mistaken. Like that, Abar Benel says that, and then there's Gemara's in Ksubas, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think it's Mem Kuf Zayin, talks about that David seems to lean on the sign that David did do an Avera. There are different. It may just be a machlokas as to whether David did not. But I think it's important to understand that even if assuming that David did something wrong, I saw an article I'll post it on the site later from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, who says that it's typical in Rav Aaron Lichtenstein fashion, everything is nuanced. He says, we generally find within the Jewish world two extreme and opposing approaches to the problem about whether Gedolim sin. He says, you have secular Jews who adopt approach of the Enlightenment and biblical criticism, which relates to the Gedol Yisrael as ordinary people. And on the other hand, you find the religious camp says that the Gedol Yisrael is superhuman and infallible. He says, we have to adopt a different approach. On the one hand, we cannot overlook the sins of Gedol Yisrael, but at the same time, we may not look at these sins in isolation from their specific context. Like King David certainly sinned, as clearly evidenced by the prophet Nathan's harsh critique, and David's own confession, which is to heal him, Nun Aleph, is all David's confession about his sins. But nevertheless, nevertheless, we have to relate to these gedolim in the same manner that Chazal does. Just as we have a tradition in halacha, so too we have a tradition regarding these matters. Just as we do not deviate one iota from Chazal's specifications regarding this four species on Sukkos, so we may never stray from their approach towards the personality of King David. Even if they sin, that sin can't diminish in our eyes their greatness and their godless. It could be, we can't relate to them as superhumans, but we're still dealing with human beings, but we're dealing with great human beings, people who are on a level that's beyond us. And just because even if you be of the opinion that they did do something wrong, whatever it is that they did wrong, it's not like you or I doing something wrong. It's on their level. That's just the nuance that Rav Aaron points out. Okay. Yeah, finish the part.
He's still saying they didn't do that much wrong. He's saying it's just light they did because they were great, or he's saying, no, they did it, but you got to look at everything else they did right.
You got to look at the context. I think it's the second thing. I think that's what he's saying.
Okay, so he thinks...
Everyone seems to quote the Mizmor Tehillim, the Perek Nun Aleph, which is apparently David's confession. So I have to look at that to see what it is.
We learned before in Amud Lamed about the story that Hashem forgave. It was not really a sin because of the miracle that happened during with Shmuel, with the doors that didn't open until Shmuel invoked David's name. So isn't that a proof that this wasn't a sin? If that's the case, why are they still, they're still discussing this?
I don't know.
He means Shlomo. He means Shlomo's name.
Yeah, I know. It only opened because David was still great. I mean, even if he did sin, so he's a tremendous Baal Tshuva. You learn tremendous amounts of Tshuva from that, and the greatness and the heights that you can attain if you do proper Tshuva. I don't know. It's difficult. I think it's just you have to figure out what was done. Figure out why the Chachamim, some of them are so adamant to say that he didn't sin. Why are so adamant to say that he did sin? We continue. You see here, Abayi Kshisha, Rami Derava Derava. Abayi Kshisha asked a stira on the divrei on Rav. He says, "Mi amar Rav Hachi? Did Rav really say that the only sin that David and Melech had was the sin of Uriah Chiti?" Right, for Hamar Rav, kibol David lashon hara. That David accepted lashon hara. So here he's saying that David, you know, there's another sin that David might have done. He accepted lashon hara, so that would be akasha. Now, where did David accept lashon hara? So Kufa, Rav amar kibol David lashon hara. David accepted lashon hara on who? Rav apparently Rav says that David accepted lashon hara on Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was Yonasan's son. He was actually a cripple, and he was actually absolutely no threat to the kingdom. He's actually a pretty good guy, Mephibosheth, if you go throughout Tanakh. And originally, when David took over, he ran away. So the pasuk says the ksiv. So the pasuk says that David asked Tziva, who's Shaul's servant, wanted to know where Mephibosheth was because David wants to find him. So Vayomer lo haMelech Efahu, where is Mephibosheth? Vayomer Tziva el haMelech. Tziva says to the king, Hinehu beis Machir ben Amiel below Davar. He says he's in the house of Machir ben Amiel, and it says it low is with an aleph or a vav. So below Davar means he's there, but if you read it with an aleph, means below Davar means he has nothing, he has no qualities. He's below Davar, he doesn't know anything. In reality, Mephibosheth was a pretty big Talmud Chacham. So below Davar, right? At least that he has nothing. So he spoke this individual, Tziva, speaks Lashon Hara about Mephibosheth. And Iksiv, it says afterwards, Vayishlach HaMelech David, Vayichachem Beis Machir Amiel, Milo Davar. He takes him from the house filled with things, Milo Davar. So the Gemara is basically, and David and Melech brings Mephibosheth to the palace. He lets him sit at the king's table. He eats with the king. David and Melech is very, very generous to Mephibosheth. Number one, he doesn't just want to kill him. It's his best friend. It's his best friend, Yonasan's son. So the Gemara says, Michte, Chazi de Shakra Hava. David and Melech saw that this Tziva was a liar because he said that Mephibosheth doesn't know anything. In reality, Mephibosheth is a big Talmud Chacham. So therefore, if he knows that he's a liar, he hader al shen alave. So then later on, when Tziva lies about Mephibosheth again, my tamei kiblimine. Why does he accept that language? Why does he accept that? Why does he accept that lashon hara? Where is that? This is at the end, later on, after the merit of Avshalom. I love these Gemaras. I had to go look through Tanakh. So after the merit of Avshalom, so David wants to find a lot of people. People stay back in Yerushalayim. So David wants to find these people. So Vayomer HaMelech. Right, the Melech says the Aye ben Adonecha. Where is your master? Where is Mephibosheth? He says to Tziva. Vayomer Tziva el HaMelech, Hinehu Yoshev Yerushalayim. He's sitting in Yerushalayim, right? Because and main part is he continues Ki Amar Hayom Yashivu Li Beis Yisrael Malchus Avi. Because this Tziva says that Mephibosheth said, I'm waiting for the outcome so I can take over as king, which is completely out of character for Mephibosheth. He had no desires ever to be the king. He could have been a king. He was a cripple. Even today, except for FDR, you never see a leader who's a cripple. It just doesn't really happen. So he called. So this Tziva says that Mephibosheth is waiting for David's downfall so he can take over. Uminalon the kibul minei. So how do we know that David accepted and believed Tziva? Because the pasuk says Vayom Hamelech leTziva hinei lecha kol hashem Mephibosheth. That David Hamelech gives over to Tziva all of the property of Mephibosheth, which is all the property of Yonasan, which is all the property of Shaul. He gives him a lot of stuff. So Vayomer Tziva, and Tziva says, "Shtachavisiem sachem beinecha the Melech." I bow down. I found favor in your eyes. So you see that David believed the lashon hara that Tziva said, right? So Shmuel Amar lo kibal David lashon hara. Shmuel says, "No, it wasn't lashon hara. He didn't because then devarim hanikarim chazabei." Because Shmuel saw that what Chiva was saying was actually true, right? Tiksev, because the pasuk says after Avshalom kills and David comes back. He says, "And Mephibosheth ben Shaul yara likras hamelach." Mephibosheth comes down to greet the king. V'lo asa regala, v'lo asa sifamovas, v'lo v'lo chibes. He doesn't stand up. He doesn't groom himself. He's unshaven. He doesn't change his clothing. He doesn't shower. He comes in all disheveled in front of the king, which is not something he's supposed to do. So uksiv, and the pasuk says, "Vayhi kivay Yerushalayim likras hamelach." When he comes to Yerushalayim, "Vayomer haMelech, lama lo halachti mi Mephibosheth? Why did you come with me, Mephibosheth? Why did you come leave the city with me? Why did you stay here?" It makes it seem that you wanted to stay in Yerushalayim. And you were happy with me leaving. Vayom Adoni HaMelech, Abdi Rimani, he says, "My master, my servant tricked me. Ki emar abdecha echba shali chamor v'erkav eleha v'elechus HaMelech." I said, let's saddle up the donkey and let me ride in it, you know, because he can't walk. Let me ride in it and we'll go to the king. Ki piseich abdecha, because I'm lame. Vayargel ba'abdechez el Adoni HaMelech, right? And he tricked me and told me not to go. Vadoni HaMelech, kemalach alchim v'aseh tov v'necha. So he says, and you're the king, you're the malach, whatever you decide to do, I'll accept it. But you don't know a melech lam to the berod derecha, don't speak anymore. I'm going to I'll give you back 50% of your field. You know what? If you want to give me 50%, you can take it all. I don't need any of it. So there was this apparent conversation between Mephibosheth and David that David recognized that there was something amiss with Mephibosheth. So Amar Lo, Mephibosheth says to him, I want to know when you were coming back in peace. This is what you do to me. You take away 50% of my property. I don't have any beef with you. I have beef with the Kodesh Baruch Hu who brought you back in peace. So you see that there was this idea that Mephibosheth really was not, according to the way the Gemara is learning it, that Mephibosheth maybe had a little bit of a taina against David HaMelech. So David HaMelech, on his own, recognized that Mephibosheth was not as righteous, so to speak. So it's not that he believed Tziva, but he knew it on his own. So therefore, according to Shmuel, he did not accept Lashon Hara. So Gemara then continues, this is what the Pasuk says, this is in Divrei Yomim, when it discusses the children of Yonasan, it says, Uben Yonasan Miriv Baal. The son of Yonasan's name is Miriv Baal. The Chimiriv Baal Shemo is his name Miriv Baal, Balom Mephibosheth Shemo. His name was Mephibosheth. Elam Mitosha Asa Miriva in Baalov. He's called Miriv Baal because he made a fight, he made a quarrel with his master. And Yatsa Baskal Amra, Baskal came out and says, the Amra Lo Netza Bar Netza. You are the Netza Bar Netza. What Netza means, like a quarreler, I believe. So what he's a quarreler, the son of the quarreler, Netza Hadam Ron, that he quarrels is because of what he did. Bar Netza, the Bar Netza is not talking about his father, it's talking about his grandfather, talking about Shaul. They say, this is about Shaul, it says, Vayavo Shaul al Ir Amalek, Vayarev Benachal. Shmuel, when he came to fight the Amalekim, he fights him in the valley. Amar Avmani al Iskei Nachal. He was fighting about Iskei Nachal. I mean, Shaul HaMelech did not want to kill all the Amalekim. And he's in the Nachal. What's by the Nachal? The Nachal is also the case of the Egla Rufa. And Shaul HaMelech says, if we're so concerned about one life that we do this whole process of Egla Rufa, all the more so we should be concerned about the lives of all these men, women, and children and sheep that you want me to kill. So he also quarreled about the halacha, about Malik, so they call him Mephibosheth, Netza Bar Netza. Again, the Pasuk Shah and the Pesukim is that Mephibosheth is an upstanding, righteous guy. So the Gemara interprets things differently than the Peshat, and Shiva Panam Torah, and each one has to be emes in its own way. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, the Shasha Rav Dovah Mephibosheth, Satav Tziva Techalkos HaSadeh, at the time that David HaMelech tells Mephibosheth that you're going to split the field, which the Gemara now seems to be saying that David HaMelech is doing the wrong thing, Yotzer Baskal Ba'amra, Baskal comes out and says, Rechavam V'Yerovam Yachkol Melucha. You're splitting Mephibosheth's fields. Because of that, after the death of Shlomo Melech, Rechavam V'Yerovam are going to split the kingdoms. Which seems to be that David was the cause, somehow, David was the cause of the kingdom splitting. And Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav, Elmali Lekibol David Lashon Hara, had David not accepted Lashon Hara, again, this is Rav Shitaso, so that David did accept Lashon Hara, Lo Nechlekel Machos Beis David, the kingdom of David would not have been split, Lo Avdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah, and that we wouldn't have had Avodah Zarah, because the whole split, the Avodah Zarah started, is because Yeravam put up the gates, wouldn't let anybody go down to Yerushalayim, he put up, statues in the Don in the north, and on by the borders, he put things up, the Lo Galim Ratzino, that was the cause of Galus. So it seems to be saying that David doing this led to a very, 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 very tragic chain of events. Well, I got to get that out. Chain of events. Okay, the Tosfos just points out also is that this whole thing was based on the fact that someone said that the only sin that David did was with Uriah. And then the Gemara says, but he also accepted Lashon Hara. Tosfos points out, what about the fact that at the end of David's life, he did the whole thing with the census? And he counted all the people, and thousands of people died in the Magefa. The Tosfos points out, the bottom of Nunvav, he says, Kasha, the Ha'ika Maisid Ha'asasa, Varesh Parag Bez the Yoma. That whole story. So where it says, Varesh Lomer, Lo Chashiv Le, Lo Habe Kokach Avam Gadol. Tosfos says, no, they don't count that because that wasn't such a big sin. I don't know. I thought, whatever. He says, Vigam Shogog. And there he also was Shogig, it wasn't by Mazin. So maybe that's also a difference, Josh, about whether he was Chotev in Shogig or Bemazin. Again, it's not as very, it's pretty difficult, pretty difficult Gemara. Okay, Gemara now continues. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Kol Omer Shlomo Chata Inu Olatoa. Whoever says that Shlomo sinned by worshipping Avodah Zarah is also mistaken. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, about Shlomo, it says, V'lo haya levavo shalom ima Hashem alakav kilavav David Aviv. It says that his heart wasn't as complete with God as the heart of his father David. meaning Klavav David Aviv Hudelo Ava. He just wasn't as righteous. He wasn't have the same avos and years Hashem that David HaMelech had. But Michtan Rami Lochata doesn't mean he was a sinner. He didn't sin. A pasuk shot means is that he didn't follow the ways of Hashem. So Elamah Nimikayim, with the beginning of the pasuk said that Vahile Zikna Shlomo Nashav Hitu Es Levavo. And the pasuk continues. The Gemara doesn't quote it. Acharei Elohim Acherim, that his wives then, you know, seduced him to go follow other gods. So it seems to be in from the pasuk that he did worship. So the Gemara says, no, Hahik Rabbi Nasan. The pasuk can be explained like Rav Nasan. Rav Nasan asked a kasha, an apparent steer between the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk says, "V'hil Ezek Nashlomo Nashal Hituas Levavo Acharei Elokim Acharim." That this mashma that he did go after Avodah Zarah. The haksev, the end of the pasuk says, "V'lo Hayel Levavo Shalim David Aviv Kalvav David Aviv Hu Delo Havei But Mitlo Chata." It just says that he wasn't as righteous as David, but doesn't mean that he sinned. So the first part of the pasuk seems to indicate that he sinned. The second part of the pasuk indicates that he did not sin. So what does that mean? So Hachik Amar, this is what the intent of the pasuk is. V'hil Ezek Nashlomo Nashav Hituat Levavo Leches Acharei Elokim Acharim. They were trying to convince him that he should follow the other gods. Leches v'lo halach, but he didn't. Meaning, he had thoughts of it to do it, but he didn't do it. In the end, he didn't do it. Mara says, "Wait, how's that possible?" V'haksev, the pasuk says, "Az yivne Shlomo bama lichmosh shukatz moev." Shlomo apparently builds an altar for the idol kmosh shukatz moev. So it's not, that's after they try to convince him. The pasuk says he built a bama. Seems to be that he was convinced. So the Gemara says, no, Bikesh Livnos Velobana. He wanted to, but in the end he didn't. So Elamayat, so that the Gemara says, wait a second. The words Yivne indicates that you built. And how will I prove that? Because what about by Yeshua? The passage by Yeshua says, As Yivne Yeshua Mizbech Hashem. Then Yeshua was Yivne, an altar to Hashem. Does that also mean Bikesh Livnos Velobana? It doesn't mean that. It says Yivne means he built it. Ela Debana. Hachanami Debana. We know that Yeshua built it. Not even know Yeshua built it. Archaeologists claim that they found this Mizbeach. Right? So he built a Mizbeach Hashem. So Yivne means he built. So by Shlomo, Yivne means he built. So what does it mean Bikish and didn't? So Ella Kidatanya. Rather, this from another pasuk we can learn that Shlomo and Melech did not worship with Vazara, because it says in a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, so this is talking about Yoshioho and Melech. In Melachim Beis, Yoshioho Melech leads a tshuva movement, and he gets rid of all the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, or Eretz Yehuda. And it says, Es habamos asher apnei Yerushalayim, and the bamos that are facing Yerushalayim, asher mimin lahar mishcha, that are, the east of Har Mishcha, which is probably like Har Zesim, asher bana Shlomo Melech Yisrael ashtero shikut Sidonim, that which Shlomo HaMelech built, right, and so he sees that he built it. So Efshar, so the Gemara says, wait a second, what is going on? Because what's his name? Yoshiyahu is destroying Bamos, but he's not the first king to come destroy Bamos. Before Efshar bar Asav lo biram, is it possible that Asa came and didn't destroy the Bamos that Yoshlomo apparently built, or Yoshafat v'lo biram? Yoshafat also destroyed Bamos, and he didn't. Acheva Yoshiyahu biram, it had to wait till Yoshiyahu came to destroy these Bamos. They destroyed all the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Ella Mekish Rishonim Lachronim. Rather, what we're doing is you're comparing the Rishonim of Shlomo Melech Lachronim to the end of Yoshiyahu. Ma Achronim Lo Asu B'Talav Behen L'Shvach. Just like the Achronim, meaning Yoshiyahu, didn't do what the pasuk says, but we're just giving him credit for doing it. B'Talav Behen L'Shvach. Af Rishonim Lo Asu B'Talav D'Gnai. So to the Rishonim, Shlomo actually didn't do what it actually says. We're just giving him the credit in a bad sense for doing it. So he didn't really do it. We're just saying that he did it because maybe he put himself in certain situations that were not right. But the pasuk says, "Vayash Shlomo harabe nei Hashem." The pasuk says that Shlomo did evil in the eyes of Hashem. So Ella mipnei shahaylo limchos benashav goes back to the beginning of this whole sugya. He should have protested, right? Like the parah of Rav Elazar, he should have protested v'lo micha, but he didn't protest. Ma'alav akasav kiluchata. So the pasuk gives him credit, so to speak, as if he did it. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Noach lo osut tzadik sheshamash davar acher v'al yikasev bo v'yas harabe Hashem Hashem v'yas harabe nei Hashem. So it would have been better that Shlomo would have been like a servant for the Avodah Zarah. I guess Rashi says that he would have been chopped wood or drew water for them, because those are only tashmish of Avodah Zarah. But then the pasuk to write from Yasser ben Hashem, I guess it caused him a lot of harm and ox that he was written, that it was written this way. Okay, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, this is also fascinating. B'shar she'nasa Shlomo as bas paro. at the time that Shlomo Melech marries Bas Paro, Hechnisalo Elef Minei Zemer, she brought in 1,000 musical instruments, Va'amrlo, and says to him, Kach Osim Levodah Zarah Plonis, this is how you worship this Avodah Zarah, Kach Osim Levodah Zarah Plonis, this is how you worship this Avodah Zarah, V'lo Michaba, and he didn't protest. He should have just said, get out. But he didn't. Zemer Yehuda Amr Shmuel, B'shar Shenasa Shlomo as Bas Paro, at the time that Shlomo Melech marries Bas Paro, Yorod Gavriel V'noatz Kone Be'yam, Gavriel comes down, he puts a sort of a reed, or a staff in the sea, the olobo sirton, and around that staff, constantly dirt gathers, right? The olav nivne krach gadol sheromi, and that's where Rome ends up being built. I mean, that's so. Shlomo Melech is around 10th century BCE. Even according to the Romans, they believe that their city was built about 200, 300 years later. It's just an idea that your actions have repercussions. Your actions have in the sense that this was a cause for Rome. The Masnisa Tana in the Brisa they learned also Hayom Shehichnis Yeravam Shnei Egle Zav, when Yeravam put 2 golden calves, Achas Beis El, one in Beis El, Achas Medan, and one in Dan, Nivnet Srif Echad Vezei Italia Shel Yavon. One hut start what was built on that area, and that's Italia of Yavon, Italy of Greece, which makes sense actually because Greece, you know, Italy took over from Greece. That was the whole process. So again, so Shlomo HaMelech's misdeed caused the foundation of Rome to be built, and Yeravam's misdeed now causes Rome to even start to be built, and that whole process ends up leading to the Golos that we're still in today. Okay, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yosha, Kol Omer Yoshiyo Chata. Whoever says that Yoshiyo sinned, Eino Elech Toa. He's also mistaken. Shneimar, because the pasuk says about Yoshiyo. He did everything right, and therefore he didn't sin. He didn't deviate right or left. Ella, so if Yoshio didn't sin, ma'ani mekayim. How what about the pasuk that says, "V'chamohu lo ha'yelafun of melech asher shav"? Right, El Hashem echol avav echol nasu chom odo bechol toros moshe v'acharav lo kamo. It says that Yoshio was a tremendous baal tshuva. Not the only way to be a baal tshuva is if you sin beforehand. So how can you say that Yoshio never sinned if you did a baal tshuva? I think the answer is simple. Because once you're a baal tshuva, you're not supposed to remind a baal tshuva about his previous misdeeds. He's a baal tshuva, so it takes over from that. But Gemara doesn't go that way. He says, so it seems to indicate that he did sin. It says that, so Gemara says, no, as follows. What is it? Because it says shav. So we think shav means that he did tshuva. No, rather it means, shekol din shedan mi ben shmona vat shmonesrei. Any judgment that Yoshiyahu made from the time he was 8 years old, which is when he became king, until he was 18, which right away begs the question, how can he be judging when he's a minor? But okay, so any judgment that he made from the time that he was 8 to the time that he was 18, hechazir lehen, he was shav, he returned. He went back to the litigant and returned their money. So Shema Tomer, you might think, Natol Mizeh, the Nasan Lozeh, you might think, oh, maybe what he did was he reviewed his caseload, saw where he made a mistake, and then took from one person and gave to the other person if he had made a mistake. No, Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, B'choma Odo, from his own money, Shenasil Hemishalo. No matter who was, anyone who judged from them was 8 to 18, he went to his own pocket and gave him back the money, probably because he shouldn't have been judging from the age of 8 to 18. So that's what it means. Vishav doesn't mean that he did shav from Averos. It was shav that he returned money that he took from litigants. Upliga the Rav, and Rav Yonasan here argues on Rav, because according to Rav, I guess Yoshio did sin. The Amar Rav, Ein lecha gadol b'bal tshuva Yosem Yoshio b'doro. There's no one bigger b'bal tshuva in the world, I guess, than Yoshio was in his generation. The Echa b'dorenu, and somebody else in our generation. So who is this one b'bal tshuva in their generation? Umanu, who's this b'bal tshuva? Abba, Avua de Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. It's Abba, the father of Rav Yirmiyah, the son of Abba. So I guess it's the grandfather, all right, of... Right, the Amri Lay, and some say Acha Chud the Abba Avud Rav Yirmiyah was his brother. Right, the Amar Mar Rabbi Acha Acha Chud Havi, they were brothers. So one of these two were tremendous Baal Yeshuva. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, "Va'od Echa B'Darino." There's another one in our generation. Umanu, who's that? That's Ukvan Bar Nechemya Reish Galusa. It's Ukvan the son of Nechemya, who's the Reish Galusa. Vahenu, who's called Nasan Ditzutzisa. He's called Nasan of the Sparks. Tzutzisa of the Sparks. Rashi says, "Hashem Nitzutzin Denura." right? Shamalach pashas yodov kibul tshuvaso, that there was some sort of like keren or he had some sort of sparks around him because he did tshuva, right? Amar Rav Yosef haynu yisivna bepirka. I was sitting and learning. V'havikam minamna, and I was dozing off. V'chazeh bechilman, I saw in a dream. They kara pashas yodov kibul. The malach came out, stuck out his hand, and accepted the tshuva of nasan did tzutzisa. So there's another person who's trying to spell tshuva. So again, here this seems to be a machlokas as to whether or not Yoshio did sins or not. According to what he did, he's a big Baal Tshuva. According to what he did, it shav means that he paid back all the people that he judged from the ages that he was 8 to 18. Okay? Harjanalach, Mabeh Behema, Harjanalach, Mabeh Behema, Harjanalach, Mabeh Behema. Pick up later, Menachem, right at 3 o'clock with the next parak.
Yes, we'll see everyone at 3 o'clock. Anyone planning on being there at 3 o'clock? Anyone be able
I'll
to make
there.
It?
It's a Mac calendar this week.
I'll be there.
Amen.
All right. Seems to get a crowd, Menachem.
Okay, hopefully it's all good.
All right.
Okay, everyone have a great job.
Shkoyach.
Thank you.
Shkoyach.